This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don, can you check the clocks? Because I think we should be halfway through the show about now. This should be starting our second hour. I'm so confused.
Well, that's what it is.
What clock do you use? Because you know that if you use a cell phone, like most people do for their clock, it just overnight, it just changes time by magic. So unless you must not have a magic phone.
So we're back to standard time, folks. Unless you're in Arizona, you're always there. But the conversion of the clocks is, I was just talking about my confusion or frustration before we even got on the air today. And, you know, part of it was like I forgot to reset my studio since I did the remote on last Thursday at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store. And part of it is that normally that wouldn't be an issue, except I'm doing it with one hand, and that's kind of slows things down. So I never panic, but I was not a little bit discombobulated. But now I realize it isn't because of my hand. It isn't because I didn't reset. It's simply because the stupid thing called daylight saving time is over, and it should have never started to begin with.
Be in a better mood because you got an extra hour this morning.
Well, I will be tomorrow. But today, no. Forget the... It's a foul mood Sunday. Why? Because we got to cover a medical kidnapping story in hour two.
Yeah.
And we've been... I reluctantly do so, not because I don't want to cover it and highlight it, spotlight it, but because of the psychological, injury, maybe if you call it that, what you went through when we were covering medical kidnapping for a lot of time a few years back, and it took a toll on you, and it's a hard thing to look at, it's a hard thing to acknowledge that exists. And you dive into it, it's just like the ugliest of the ugliest side of modern medicine, the medical police state, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the capture of our government, our regulatory agencies, and our CPS, if you have it called that in your state, the Child Protective Services. So I'm going to put that on hold for now, if I can. I'm going to try.
Okay.
This is one of those days where I need a lot more CBD to get by. And thankfully, Stuart Tom is going to drop by today. Fortunately, no traffic apparently where he is this afternoon or this morning on the West Coast in the San Diego area. So Stuart Tomp will be joining us talking about CBD updates. But I will say that I continue to rehab the right hand that last week about this time or a few hours after the show, I went out and rode the bike, and the bike did something I didn't think it would do, and I went right over and apparently broke a bone in my hand. But the swelling is definitely down the knuckles. I can see more, although... I extended the brace. I got a longer brace that could go further down my knuckles so that I wouldn't be, disrupting the healing. They say you got to mobilize the joint below and above. So now I've done that in addition to taking the Arnica, Dr. King's, of course, first aid for mind and body. That's for his self-care RX line. That's for the health care providers. Little extra CBD. I'm doing the Comfrey topically, Dr. Christopher's Comfrey, as well as the Symphytum, which is one of the ingredients in the first aid for mind and body. But I feel, honestly, more frenetic than normal. And I think, again,
Frenetic?
Frenetic, yes, is the word.
Frenetic.
Yeah,
I've heard the word before. You know, you use these words sometimes, and it's what is frenetic?
Well, it's sort of it's like not present. It's a little bit all over the place. The frenetic energy. You're like trying to, you know, partly is discombobulated. That's another word I like. Discombobulated.
You're feeling so
that.
Smart.
Because no, it's just aptly describing what I'm feeling when I have to have help to put on a shirt. This is annoying, right? I know how to put on a shirt, and I'm having to be ginger to just throw it on there like that. So it's like, honestly, if you've ever been debilitated and you're normally used to moving about the cabin more freely, this is part of the, you know, the emotional battle with the physical body at that point to say, man, do I appreciate when I don't have that. And I think in terms of healing, I've talked about it in my own young life when I suffered from all of these chronic diseases, chronic ailments that were always met with drugs, drugs from doctors. That it taught me to appreciate because of the years that I took to get well, to go organic, to detoxify my liver, to learn about homeopathic medicine, herbal medicine, 100% whole food nutrition, adequate hydration, hydrogen now, molecular hydrogen. All of those years prior to that taught me a great appreciation for when you feel good, because you don't always. On this planet, it's part of the process. The worlds of duality. Sometimes you feel rotten. Sometimes you feel great. And when you feel great, if you've never felt bad, you don't understand. You don't appreciate. There's no empathy, if you will, for those who have suffered if you haven't. And this is a tough lesson to remember once you get on top of the world again. That even, and yeah, this is not me asking for violence. This is just an acknowledgement of I'm talking myself through the experiences I've been through the past week. And overall, been great. I've been able to function, do the things. We had a lecture. Yes, I'm slowed a little bit. But it's that internal thing of like, oh, man, aren't I well yet? And I think about my mom like this, Superdot, at 84. And, you know, when she has a temporary setback and, you know, a cold or something comes on and she's like, I don't recover in the day that I used to. I'm like, Mom, you're 84, right? Give yourself some time. Like the dental work she had, a little energy, got to come back, but she's doing great. And I think, wow, I've got to take my own advice. Be patient with yourself, Rob. You have, you know, you've had a major trauma to part of your body. Granted, it's not, you know, a terminal life-threatening scenario, but in terms of what you like to, what you've become accustomed to, there's an aspect of the surrender. Not like I give up because I've been defeated, but surrender in a sense of letting go, letting God scenario. That I'm working on the healing. I'm going to allow myself to be a little bit slower than I'm usually, and I'll be okay with that. And I'm mostly okay with that, but today I feel it. And I don't know if the medical kidnap story set me off. I can't blame you, Super 9. I wouldn't. But I'm just feeling that kind of energy today.
Well, we could just talk about, like, puppy dogs or something for the next 2 hours.
No, well, it wouldn't be justified, really. I think what we got to do is talk about something I've been talking about for many years on this show. And that is the autism epidemic. It's not a genetic epidemic. It wasn't around when we were growing up as kids. You know, I dare you to ask any of your elders if they remember autism when they were a child, when they were kids in school. How many of their friends had autism? Because, you know, it's like one in 32 boys, right? One in 88 total. It keeps climbing the numbers. And I've said this often over the years. If autism is just better diagnosed today, and it's always been with us, then where are all the old people with autism? Where are all our peers, Super Don, with autism, right? Because certainly now with the better diagnosis, we missed it when they were kids, right? When our grandkids were kids, when our grandparents were kids, we missed it then. When our parents were kids, we missed it then. But now with all of this advanced ability to diagnose autism, certainly now we'd be able to find them everywhere, especially in old age homes, right? If it was all just a genetic roll of the dice, and it's been the same, although they say it's a genetic epidemic too, they try to speak on both sides of their genetic mouths. So if autism is hereditary, then where are all the retirement homes full of autistic people? That's a good question.
It's a very legitimate question. Logic is wanting to know the answer to that question.
Yeah. Well, you know, what said, of course, and Dr. Batar has referenced this, that whether it's dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, any of the brain and neurological issues in our elder years, it's autism when you're a kid. But, okay, if we're to say that similar causes, similar manifestations, just at different stages of life, we go, well, what happened in between? Right? Were they autistic as children, that it disappeared through their entire middle years?
They outgrew and then they it, end up, maybe?
They outgrew it, and then they grew back into it. Right? Yeah. This is absurd. And so this is what we're dealing with, as you know, the lack of logic that exists within modern medicine. They're supposed to be the scientific, logical ones. But they're not. They're defending their religion and their mainstay of their church, their sacrifice. Right? Go to Cain and Abel. This is how they're playing it out. They're sacrificing children on the church, on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, with their sacrificial vaccinations. That's the sacrament. Okay? And of course, you know, you get autism, it doesn't go away unless you intervene biomedically. If you do the things Dr. Batar and I talk about, yes, there can be some evidence of reversal, sometimes complete if it's not too severe and not too late. But in the case of our elders in these old age homes, where is the autism? It ain't there. Yes, there's dementia. Yes, there's Alzheimer's and things like that. But again, if it was autism, it would have never left. Right? It would have never left. And so we look at this issue once again with logic and we say, my gosh, we're doing it to ourselves. And the elders did not have the vaccine assault that maybe we had, but not really, very little compared to what the kids of today, the millennials and the post-millennials, for those parents who haven't woken up and said, uh-uh, not my child. You ain't coming near my child with that needle. I take this as a mortal threat to their very lives. And until you stand up and look at your doctor square in the eye, because they only have, I think, one eye, probably blinded in the other. And I'm talking about the spiritual eye that's been shut down in those doctors. They might have two eyes here, but the one connected to spirit, you get my drift, is it's been atrophied. Maybe it's been atrophied by their own mercury exposure and fluoride exposure. But seriously, folks, anybody that can say with a straight face that autism is a genetic epidemic has a logic deficiency disease. Now, the ways to combat this, of course, include the use of cannabis, CBD, selenium, chromium, silicon especially, hydrogen, water, and the missing link, of course. But detoxifying these heavy metals, or perhaps not even allowing the initial insult with these injections, the trace amounts of mercury that are still in the shots, much less the added aluminum that they keep throwing in there now. Autism in the elderly. It ain't there because it never was there. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Stuart Tom's going to help us update us on CBD next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go, kicking off our broadcast week. I already feel better. The opening was not great in terms of my energy, but it started transitioning the closer we got to being joined by my dearest friend, Stuart Tonk from CV Sciences. Stuart, you know what? Just the cure for the foul mood is you, my friend, Stuart Tonk.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Well, I was struggling. This week has been a struggle. It's been great. But today, like, the time change messed me up. Plus, I don't know if I told you last week at this time after the show, I went out on a mini bike ride, and my bike did something that it wasn't supposed to do, and I went flying off, and I broke a bone in my hand. So I've had to stabilize it. I've been using a lot of CBD. It got me through the pain initially, of course. I'm doing topical comfrey and arnica and all of that stuff. But everything goes slower when you lose use of the main hand that you're used to using. So it's been an interesting week of remembering, hey, you know what? Not everybody moves about the cabin freely all of the time. And sometimes we need a reminder that, you know what? Be appreciative. Be grateful for what you can do, because there are times when you can't do it as well as you'd like to do.
Well, I think that's why they call it a healing crisis. And I've often noted in my manic, fast-paced life that when something like that happens or I do get ill, that everything comes into perspective. So I'm glad that you're feeling better. But, yeah, it's hard to keep up the energy like that when you hurt your paw.
Well, a lot of the energy you have will be directed toward the healing if you allow it, of course. And I don't want to fight that. I know better. But sometimes you forget. You're like, I'm all better. No, you're not. Not yet. By the way, thanks for the vitamin L focused on my hand, Timberwolf. Appreciate that. Very kind thoughts and gestures and prayers. But I'm good. And, Stuart, you make me feel even better. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you. Obviously, you were stuck in traffic. We were joking about that last week. But I realize in California, if you don't have a headset or something, hands-free, you could be busted. And I don't want you busted for something stupid. So
thank you. Yeah, and there's so much exciting stuff going on every single minute. I mean, wow, the science is moving so quickly. And I think public consensus, I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about the science, but the feedback we're getting from the public is that hemp CBD may be a cost-efficient way to help people in mass. Mm-hmm. And I love that idea.
Well, certainly it helped me and is helping me today as well. I'm taking extra doses. I've got the mint flavor, the peppermint flavor CBD oil. A couple of squirts again. I still like the cafe mocha since you introduced me to that one. But by all means, working not only with the endocannabinoid system, but we talked about different receptors that were on alert for receiving the benefits in the brain, you know, relative to things that I didn't know as well. I know we've covered this from time to time over the years, but as you say, the science keeps moving so fast, I can't keep up with it.
Yes, in fact, to that point, I want to clarify a few things. One of the things that makes CBD so unique and so special is that it appears to be a master modulator because it doesn't have direct activity. It doesn't possess significant affinity for sites in the brain that are connected to abuse. For example, CBD has no direct activity at the opioid receptor. So you don't have to worry about it being addictive like opioids. It doesn't have any direct effect at the GABA receptor. So you don't have to worry about it being addictive the way Valium is and benzodiazepines. They're very effective for anxiety. But CBD supports the GABA receptor. It doesn't have direct activity for it. Nor does CBD have direct activity at the dopamine receptor. So you don't have to worry about it being addictive. Nor at the norepinephrine, serotonin, glutamate, adenosine, histamine, even ion channels or the monoamine transporters. All of those targets that we're worried about that could be addictive targets in the brain, CBD modulates those targets indirectly. And that's part of the mechanism and the mystery of why the non-drug variety hemp extracts seem to be so helpful with such a low downside for risk abuse of any kind or even any side effects.
Well, and that leads me to one of the big stories this week. There are a couple of things I want to cover with you. We're obviously not going to be able to fill it into this segment, but there's more to discuss off the air with our YouTube listeners as well as on radio again. And this relates to the scheduling issue. What is happening there? Again, you're just going to have to tease us going into this break, and then we'll go more into depth as where that stands now.
Yes, it's only Schedule 5 instead of Schedule 0 because of some ridiculous treaty we signed in 1961. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay. Stuart Chopp, our guest, my good friend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we kick off our broadcast week. CBD available to you at pluscbdoil.com or health food stores around the country. RSV 15 gets you 15% off if you order direct. And, of course, Super Don making it sound so good. John's on the board. We'll be back with really powerful and intense and important CBD updates after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The man who police say shot and killed two women in a Tallahassee yoga studio and wounded five others before killing himself reportedly ranted on a video on YouTube in 2014, belittling black people and women, who he said caused him to become a misogynist. In another video, he complained about an invasion from Central America. Tallahassee mayor and Florida Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum says Americans need to be more tolerant.
We used to be able to disagree principally on the issues, but the fact that that kind of rhetoric and disagreement is now leading to political violence, in my opinion, is unacceptable.
Meanwhile, President Trump, campaigning this past week, called Tallahassee one of the biggest problem cities in America and said Gillum will not do good things for Florida. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says an investigation concludes there's no evidence from witnesses to substantiate any of the claims by several women of sexual misconduct by Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Happy to be rocking the health world with my good buddy, Stuart Tom from CV Sciences. I didn't realize we would have to break out the I Told You So song, so I didn't, so you're going to have to sing it. For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm going to ask Stuart to review, you know, in brief, what we covered, because this is something I've been talking about in terms of not just CBD and cannabis as the whole plant, even with or without THC. The idea that it should be put on a Schedule One list that would make it, you know, basically prohibit it from being used for any purposes, including medical and scientific research. And so I've said it, we're 70 years or so behind still playing catch up on what this plant and all of its components can do. And you know, it goes to the heart of what has the federal government been up to? They've been engaged in entering treaties that violate, in my humble opinion, the Constitution. You can only make laws, or let's say make treaties that are in pursuance with the Constitution, or else the Constitution is of no effect. What's the point of having one? Right? If you can enter into a treaty, international treaty, that violates fundamental tenets of the freedom that is protected under the Constitution, then what's the point of having a Constitution? Oh, well, the treaties, they supersede, right? Treaties become law of the land. Well, yes, but go read the Tenth Amendment. Only laws made in pursuance with the Constitution. You know, fundamentally, the enumerated powers granted to the federal government. They've never been granted powers to violate the Constitution. So then the states and the people have an obligation to nullify them. And here we come to the CBD story, the cannabis story. Not just CBD, but the cannabis story, the hemp story. Over the last, well, now decades, states have said and people have said, you know what? We don't like that federal government prohibition. California was the first, and now how many states in the District of Columbia have nullified federal prohibitions of the use of the cannabis plant, Stuart?
Almost all of them, to some degree or another, when you look at the CBD-only laws that are matriculating their way through every state.
Yeah.
But we're faced with a turning point right now, and I have to really thank you for bringing that bigger concept to my attention years and years and years ago. And I wasn't really paying attention to what you were saying. I couldn't even wrap my head around it. And now that I'm working in this industry, and I can tell everybody, here, I'll encapsulate it for you. The DEA works for the Department of Health and Human Services. So the DEA is reporting back to the Health and Human Services. We have this in a letter. Super Don will post this. This is all public information. Now, CBD was never listed on the Controlled Substance Act. CBD was never listed as a controlled substance. CBD was never listed. THC was. CBD was never. So in this letter that we're sharing with you, the DEA has asserted that the United States would not be able to keep its obligations under the 1961 Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs if CBD were decontrolled under the controlled. Well, first of all, what do you mean decontrolled? It was never controlled in the first place. Now, 2 years ago, the DEA tried to capture all other cannabinoids. They made up a code called 7350. That's their drug code. They thought they called it harmonization with the international treaties, again, to your point. And they said, no, this has no effect on the hemp industry. Oh, yes, it did. It was a giant overreach. The DEA is not allowed to schedule something, especially something that's not addictive, that's non-habit-forming. So this is all about maintaining treaty obligations. So in order to make a compromise, the feds decided, let's make it Schedule 5, the least restrictive, so that we can still remain compliant in the treaty and reflect some scientific honesty. It's a bunch of bureaucratic nonsense. It's unbelievable. We have the smoking gun right here.
Yeah, and you read them to our YouTube watcher, but I want our radio audience to hear the key sentences from the DEA about this as it relates to the scheduling, as it relates to the international treaty that was going back to 1961 or so.
Okay, here, let me just read it so everybody can hear it, okay? This is in a letter dated April 6, 2018, from Robert W. Patterson, the acting administrator of the Drug Enforcement Agency, to Dr. Donald Wright, Health and Human Services Acting Assistant Secretary. Okay, so the DEA has asserted that the United States would not be able to keep its obligation under the 1961 Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs if CBD were decontrolled under the Controlled Substance Act. If this is so, to maintain treaty obligations and reflecting our scientific findings to the extent currently possible, we recommend CBD and its salts with a limit of 0.01% THC, so that reflects our finished products, be placed in the least restrictive Controlled Substance Act Schedule 5. Now here's the smoking gun. If treaty obligations do not require control of CBD, or if the international controls on CBD change in the future, this recommendation will need to be promptly revisited. What they're saying here is, as long as we didn't have that overhang of this 1961 convention, this stuff would be Schedule Zero and not Schedule Five. How's that?
Exactly right, my friends. So those of you who are frustrated with the federal government, why they can't see common sense, why they are basically exacerbating this absurdity, is because of a treaty that obligates them at that level, even though I argue it's unconstitutional because there's no basis for which the federal government can ban a plant that God created.
Talking about this, and when you turn on the Robert Scott Bell Show and you hear us say that, you think, well, that's hyperbolic. Well, then look it up yourself and have Superdon. You can post this document. This is all public information. Let's start getting this. Let's get this viral.
Yeah, y'all check it out at robertscottbell.com and share it, because most of your Congress critters probably have no idea either. And they're right up there at the federal level, and they don't know. As I've said for many years, many of the things that have gone wrong in America in the 20th century were due to treaties that you had no earthly idea violated fundamental principles of our limiting document. That is the Constitution that limits the government's ability to violate your freedom, the freedom of the states to be an experiment in freedom, and the freedom of the people within those states. And so we are at a place where nullification has been brought back, the 10th Amendment. And the states have said, you know what, you feds might have your limitations, but we're not a party to that. And the federal government, even though it says it's obligated to do something about it, does not have the resources to do so in every state and every municipality. And then there's also something called the anti-commandeering doctrine that, you know, basically prohibits the federal government from mandating that the states help them to engage in behaviors or acts that are unconstitutional. The states don't have to help. And so this is why, you know, 32, 37 states in the District of Columbia and climbing. More to come as at Election Day, even Utah going medical marijuana, apparently. So this is a big, big deal. And Stuart, you are just bringing it in a very clear way. And I thank you for forwarding the documents that we can share with our audience so that they can know what is real, what is not in this regard.
And there's one other important part of the equation, and that's what we call the investigational new drug preclusion, IND. Investigational new drug preclusion. CBD, cannabidiol, the molecule naturally occurring, has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration this year to treat a rare form of epilepsy. So unlike battle royales in the past between pharma and natural products, we have a truce this time. We have an absolute truce. So I want to say this. If your child has treatment-resistant epilepsy, first please take them to an infantile epilepsy specialist and then to a pharmacist to get some FDA-approved, super highly concentrated 99% CBD for drug-resistant seizures.
Mm-hmm.
That is different than what we've had in the past. We now have three different markets. We have hemp CBD, cannabis CBD, and pharma CBD. So this time we don't have to cross lines. The dose and the concentration would make it a drug. At a lower concentration, at a lower dose, it could be a supplement. So we're going to have to evolve our thinking along the lines of who gets the right to what. Okay, if you have drug-resistant seizures, the evidence is clear. You need 20 milligrams per kilogram a day of body weight. That's 1,400 milligrams of CBD. That's a lot of CBD, isn't it, Robert?
Yes, very high.
Don't you think
amount.
Most people are? We're taking 10, 15, 20, 30 milligrams for wellness. So that's the most exciting thing for me to share is the trifurcation of the market, that it's not about right or wrong. It's about best application for the best condition.
Yeah, well said, well said. Now, if we go to the marketplace in the last couple of minutes here, Stuart, a stunning turn of events says PepsiCo.
Yes, we got to talk about this. This is amazing.
Caught with its bottle cap off, apparently. What happened here?
Well, PepsiCo gets on their earnings call. They say, we have no interest in cannabis. The rumors are circulating that everyone in the world wants to get into the cannabis hemp business. On their earnings call, their stock plummeted. And then they had to get onto the financial channel and say, I'm sorry, we take it back. We are very interested in cannabis and soda pop. We're going to be exploring that. And so the point is, can you imagine 10 years ago if you're PepsiCo saying you're interested in hemp, your stock would tank. Now saying you're not interested in hemp, your stock tanks. This is a giant sea change, and we've all been part of it here at the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, we're talking consciousness shift, consciousness change, and you know, seeing your way through it. You know, often it's not identified until it's already happened. But we've been open, overtly discussing this transformation on the show, watching it happen. Now, the biggest evidence out there in what they might call the mainstream of big business, so to speak, multinational business, that a company like PepsiCo, by the way, Coca-Cola Company has said they're interested before this. But PepsiCo, we're not interested. Stock tanks are like, wait a second, take it back. So, yeah, the transformation is on from, you know, the 70-something stores that we started talking about that carried CBD when we were talking about this issue years ago now to the, I don't know how many there are now, but it's, you know, they can't put it back in the bottle.
From 70 stores to PepsiCo and Coca-Cola fighting over the first weed soda.
Absolutely amazing.
How quickly the fear turns to greed.
Yes. And folks, I'm so grateful for you, those that listen and watch the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, because you have helped make this possible, the consciousness shift. The stores that are carrying it now, despite certain obstacles and misinformation on the local levels that still occur. And I want you to say thanks to our friends at CV Sciences for standing up for what is right as well. And we've gotten them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. About 30 seconds to wrap up, Stuart.
Yes, I want everyone to know this stuff is not a panacea, but we are really on to something. We've got a natural way to deal with anxiety, pain, and inflammation that's inexpensive. Try Plus CBD oil and try it today.
All right, folks, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. I'd encourage you to get it at your local health food store if you can, natural pharmacy. As well, if you can't, not to not get it, but to go to pluscbdoil.com. When you check out, use the code RSB15. Say thanks from me. And all of you, as I'm thanking you on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Stuart.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it this week. I got a public event. Those of you who want to visit Salt Lake City area, there's a Sugar House location of the Redmond's Heritage Farm Store. And I'm excited. I had a great audience, a great time. And shout out to Charlie, our fan for 10-plus years, and his mom. Maybe he'll show up too as well. That was fun. But a live broadcast and then a lecture on the gut health. And I tend to be very, shall I say, extemporaneous, because we're doing big words today, Super Don. When I do some of these lectures that are more broad-based in where we go, and I really want to respond to each and every one of those that attend these lectures. So there's not any two lectures that actually are identical. There's some that if I'm doing a CME lecture, doctors getting medical education units or something, then you have to stick closer to a script and deliver in a certain way. But when I get to do these things, it's very free-form, free-flowing, and it leads to, of course, how do we restore the immune system. So that's coming up Wednesday, the 7th of November, and that'll be 6:30 Mountain Time at the Sugar House location in Salt Lake City, Redmond's Heritage Farm Store. And you know the Redmond's Real Salt, that group, they own that. Great people. So that's coming up. I want to thank everybody for showing up last week that did, and as more events come up, we'll let you know. Super D, words. Words mean things, mm-hmm. don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They mean things, and words can make people feel good. Words can hurt. Mm-hmm. Words are very powerful.
But sticks and stones,
well,
versus
true.
Words, right? So I don't want to be overly sensitive to this issue. At the same time, I do like to dig into roots of words and word origin. Liam Sheff was as good at that as anybody. Mm-hmm. And in this context, with this statement from Donald Trump about the latest quote-unquote terrorist act, hate crime, whatever you want to call it, although I don't like the idea of the hate crime as opposed to a regular crime.
Which is a word, right?
Right. What does it matter whether it was motivated by because you didn't like somebody versus you? The crime's the crime. So you start Orwellian definitions here. But President Trump says Robert Bowers, the synagogue shooter, is a terrorist. But he also said he's demented. And he says, he's apparently said this before. regarding the other shooters, like in Las Vegas. They're demented. They're demented. You hear this word from time to time, but does anybody bother to stop and go, what's the root of that word? What other ways is it used? And demented lends itself to dementia. Dementia. Now, if we're going to the heart of the word, demented and dementia, was Robert Bauer suffering with dementia? I don't know. Probably not, but we use this term in a loose, fast and loose kind of way in our culture. But I get the use of the word demented because we're not using it in its original form. But are the word police now going to say Donald Trump can't use the word? None of us can use the word. That's where I'm concerned that this may be going.
Well, I would have never even known that he said that. Were it not for this individual over at Forbes, this Jason Karlowish. Well, yeah. That's kind of a cool last name.
He described Bowers as sick, evil, and demented.
Well, yeah. Okay, so you had the shooting.
Yeah.
Trump is at a campaign rally in Illinois 12 hours later. And he's talking, obviously, he's the president. He's reacting to this horrible thing that happened. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, that this guy Bowers was sick and he was evil and he was notably demented. Well, apparently, I guess there are some people that are taking issue with the fact, and I want to say this has a lot to do with the fact that it was Trump saying it. I could be wrong. You know, with the landscape of politics that we're, you know.
Well, Pelosi can say anything, and the leftist media will not point that out, apparently.
I suppose we don't know for sure whether this guy would have taken issue with it had it been Pelosi. But Trump said it, and so he's taking issue with the fact that using the word demented, it could be something that would be offensive to people that are dealing with dementia. And this reminds me of the situation that we dealt with years ago where, you know, it was just common. People would say, oh, that's retarded. And it was like, you know, no, you can't say that because there are people that are dealing with mental illness and using the word retarded is something
super
that's offensive.
Dude, how many times do I have to tell you you can't say retarded on radio?
You can't say retarded on radio?
No, of course, stop saying retarded because you're going to get us in trouble. But demented now?
I won't say retarded anymore because we're on the radio.
Okay. But demented, again, I get it. It's not the exact definition, but hey, Donald Trump, President Trump is not a psychiatrist. He's not a doctor. He's not claiming to be one. He's not making an official diagnosis. It's a slang use. We use those terms to communicate things. And if you're going to hold him or any of us to the, the Ivy League intellect standard, if they're even using it, to the actual word definitions, and you restrict language. I think people got the sense of what he was trying to say. I certainly did. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Medical kidnapping, we got to talk about it next hour. Remember this, though, the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.